Drug dealers go on strike. Rehabs becoming increasingly overbooked. July 17, 2009. Today's top story. Los Angeles, California. Hundreds of drug dealers led a march yesterday where they carried great big cardboard signs displaying messages such as, "Go to hell, we refuse to sell," and "You owe me $5, Bush." This incident resulted after allegations that the U.S. government is considering taxing drug dealers instead of arresting them in order to, quote, kill two birds with one stone, unquote, suggesting that this new approach to solving the narcotics problem should not only keep drug dealers out of jail as a result of legalizing the practice and turning it into an actual profession, but also to assist in the faster restoration of the economy.
Fuck that shit, homie. Us dogs gotta hustle hard for what we want in life, and them government wanna come and get a slice of our pie. Hell no.
Said one Nigerian-American dealer who currently illegally resides in Los Angeles and who has a wife and two kids. Many dealers claim that they work much too hard evading the law and have families to support, saying that they would much rather prefer the practice of wheeling and dealing to remain illegal before having to give up a percentage of their earnings on a monthly basis. The effect of the strike on rehabilitation centers throughout America is becoming an especially big concern. All the farmy areas where most rehab centers are found are becoming overpopulated, and the flock of urban addicts is causing these areas to become overcrowded with twitchy withdrawing people who are now forced to visit these rehabs as a result of not being able to satisfy their cravings.
Man, I'm starting to get my ambition back. It's scary. I'm realizing my dreams. It's awful. Just re-legalize it, please!
Said a very edgy-looking Artie Lang when interviewed by UNnews. Rehab facilities are also pleading with members of parliament to reconsider, saying that they cannot accommodate all the druggies and are now forced to secretly place mass orders of crack, weed, meth, etc. with the select few dealers who are still willing to sell in order to be able to reduce the number of visitors. Whether the strike will prove effective is uncertain at this point in time, and all we could do now is see shit that isn't really there and diagnose some more schizophrenics. This has been UNnews. I'm Zaina Dark.